On Christmas in particular sticks in my mind from when I was a child. That's Christmas 1982. Lots of us here will have been around in 1982. But that sticks in my mind because that year I asked for a snooker table. And Christmas Day finally arrived. And my dad woke me, normally woke us up about 7 o'clock, I think. And I just remember that I sleepily just lay there in the dark, wanting to go back to sleep. And then I heard the words, "Come on, get up. It's Christmas Day." Ooh, magic words, Christmas Day. And all of a sudden I was wide awake. And I jumped out of bed, and I got on my clothes, and I raced out of my room, down the stairs, and there was everybody waiting in the hallway. There they all were, gathered outside the lounge. There was Mum, and there was Dad, and there was my two sisters, Jill and Anna. There was my gran. There was Auntie Elsie. There was Uncle Eric. And you could just sense the excitement, particularly from us children. You could have cut it with a knife, just the anticipation, ready for the annual ritual. It was the same every year. Dad at that moment disappeared into the lounge, closed the door behind him. "Has he been?" cries Mum. "Has he been?" cries my gran. "Has he been?" cries Auntie Elsie. "Has he been?" cries Uncle Eric. And there's the children outside, waiting for the cue. Door opens. Dad puts his head out. Empty sherry glass. Empty plates with some crumbs on it. Gives the sign. "He's been." Opens the door, and in we go. And it's pretty vivid, the memory. It's dark. The smell of the Christmas tree hits you as you go in, and then on go the lights, and wow, a room full of presents. And straight away, I make for the corner. We all had our corners, the three children. I went for my corner, and I started opening my presents. Now, some kids, they put out stockings. Other kids put out sacks or pillowcases. I was always very, very optimistic, and I always put out a duvet cover. Seriously, I used to put a duvet cover out, and so we're going to pretend that we're back in 1982, and here's me as a 12-year-old frantically opening up my presents. So this will give you a flavor of some of the things that I would get, and you know, it would be pretty frenzied. The paper would be flying everywhere. Oh, look at that, football, fantastic. Not just any football, Blackpool football. Blackpool Football Club, absolutely fantastic. On to the next one. Oh, I wonder what this is. I wonder what it is. Oh, look at that. A Blackpool top. Look at that. I don't think that's 1982. It's more like 1991, I think, that one. But it's a genuine thing. And then, oh, I wonder what this is. Some presents are so well wrapped, it takes you ages to get in them, doesn't it? But, oh, look at that. Shoot. The Shoot Annual. 1982. That is the real one from 1982. So I would have opened that on that very day. Shoot Annual. There's Birmingham City and Man United. Sammy McElroy there on the front. 1982. What else, I wonder? Oh, I wonder what this is. Oh, this one's well wrapped as well. Ooh, oh, look at that. You don't get them these days, do you? It's a record. A record. I always used to get a record at Christmas. And back then, I was, still have it, into the Kinks. And this is one of theirs from back then, the Kinks, word of mouth. Still got it. I think vinyl's making a comeback, isn't it? Yes. So it's quite trendy. So maybe I need to buy a record player so I can play all the old records that I've kept. Something else here. I wonder what this is. Wow, look at that. It's a hat. It's a not just any hat, it's a Blackpool hat. Blackpool hat. So watch the games. Anything else in here? Oh, there's a bigger one there. Let's have a look at this. This looks interesting. Wow! Fantastic, look at that, snooker scoreboard. Brilliant. That can go with the rest of them down there. Oh, we always got a game, Twister. There we go. I hate this game. It is one of the worst games ever, but that's... I don't know whether I got that in 1982 or Mousetrap or something like that. Anyway, it was that kind of game that we get. There's still more presents in here. Oh, this looks interesting, doesn't it? Oh. Any ideas what this might be? Telescope, fishing rod? Who wrapped this? Can't get into it. Oh, look at that. It's not a majorette's baton. There's a snooker cue, look at that. What do you do with it? I don't know, it's just good, just look at it. There you go. Oh, we'll put it down there. There's still more stuff. You're not getting bored me watching me open my presents, are you? Oh, there's maybe one more in there. I wonder what this is. No, oh, no, 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 no. No, it's not a Preston. It's a Blackpool scarf. Oh, if only you knew what the football results were yesterday, you would realise it's a bit silly to wear these today. But fantastic. There we have all my presents. There'd be a lot more normally, but that gives you a flavour of what it was like in 1982. In 65 Lightburn Avenue, Ulverston. I opened up my presents, looked at the whole pile, the whole pile of them. And my mum looked at me and she said, "Have you missed something?" And I looked around and I said, "No, I haven't missed anything." "Are you sure you haven't missed anything?" "Haven't missed anything." "No, that's it." But Dad says, "Have you, are you sure you haven't missed anything?" So I had a look in the sack. Oh, there is something in here. Oh, there is something in here, look. Right down at the bottom somewhere. That's the trouble with the duvet covers, isn't it? There we go. What's this, I wonder? Oh, look at that, it's a Blackpool mug. Fantastic. So I opened my Blackpool. Are you sure you haven't missed everything? Nothing in the paper now, nothing in the sack, it's all clear. Nothing. And then my mum said, "Well, Paul, I think you better look behind you." So I looked behind me and then, wow. There it was, biggest present I've ever seen. You saw it first, did you? Yeah, I never even see it. But they obviously did, and Mum says, "Well, go on, open it then, open it." So I did. Whoa, look at that. Absolutely fantastic. Snooker table. Wasn't that brilliant? Table. The very thing that I'd asked for, the very thing that I wanted... And I've missed it. Can you believe that? Absolutely missed it. Unbelievable. But that is a true story. That really, really happened. I was so engrossed in the little presents, so engrossed in the smaller things, that I missed the big thing. I was just totally blind to it. It was right under my nose. And I missed it, even though some of the smaller things pointed to it. So obvious. And yet I missed it. You can do that, you know. You can miss things that are really, really big. It's possible to be blind to the most wonderful gift of all. And it happens all the time at Christmas. People at this time of the year can be so preoccupied with small things that we miss the big thing. We miss what it's all about. And so we miss out on real joy. Christmas is big. It is big, isn't it? Christmas is huge. Now, the shops tell us that. And every year it seems to take longer and longer to run up to Christmas. It's a big thing. But it's bigger than we can ever imagine. Christmas is massive. And the bigness of Christmas is captured in the words that we've been reading tonight, and the words that we've been singing. Captured in the words of the angel to the shepherd. I'll just remind you of them. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. As for all people, today in the town of David, a Savior is born to you, and he is Christ the Lord." I just want us to think a bit about those words. Christmas is about the arrival of a big person, Christ the Lord. God's promised king, that is. For centuries, God had been promising that the king would come. Not just any king, but the ultimate king. A king who would be God himself, a king who would be divine. A king who would rule perfectly forever and ever. A king who would bring absolute security to his people. A king who would bring complete, full satisfaction to his people. A king who would put this broken world back together again, restoring it to its original perfection. A king who would get rid of suffering and get rid of fear and get rid of death forever. What a king. That's big, isn't it? That's huge. It's a massive thing. And now the angel announces to a group of shepherds, he's here. The one you've been waiting for has come. And he's lying in a manger in Bethlehem. Jesus. The Christ is here. The king's here. Great news for the shepherds. Great news for us. The king who will establish perfection, eternal perfection on the earth has come. That is a big thing. That's a massive thing. Christmas is about the arrival of a big person, the biggest person in the universe. Secondly, those words tell us that Christmas is about a big rescue. A big rescue. A Savior has been born to you. We need rescuing. You see, we have this huge problem as human beings, a problem that we can't deal with ourselves. We sin. We're sinful. All of us are. That means that we refuse the rule of God. We all do it. We do it in different ways, but we all do it. I do it, you do it, we all do. It's the attitude which says, "This is my life, God, not yours. I won't let you have it." And treating God this way is a very serious thing. It is a big deal with big consequences. God is perfect. He is holy. He's never done anything wrong. He's never had to say sorry for anything. He's holy. And that means that he can't just ignore our sin. It wouldn't be right for him to simply sweep it under the carpet and pretend it hasn't happened. He must, in his justice, punish it. And that means that we face eternity shut out of his perfect kingdom. That means being excluded from God's presence in a place where there is nothing good. The worst that we experience in this life is just a tiny, tiny, tiny taste of how bad that will be. And that's what I deserve for the way I've treated God. And that's what we all deserve, to be separated from him and all that is good forever. We are in big trouble. We need rescuing. And the good news of Christmas, that's why Christmas is so big, the good news of Christmas, the good news of great joy is that the very God that we've rejected has come to save us. He's come to deal with a big problem with a big, big rescue. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. This is huge. Jesus came to save us. And he did that. Christ the Lord, God the King, he did it by dying for us, by dying in our place. On the cross, Jesus the King, he took the punishment that we deserve for the way we've treated God. He experienced the hell of being pushed out, separated from God, excluded from God's kingdom. He experienced that in our place. And he did that so that we don't have to. That's huge. That's massive. Human beings, we brought sin into the world. God's justice says human beings have to pay. But God loves us. He loves human beings. And in his love, he became a human being and he took his own justice, his own punishment, so that he could spare us. That is a big love. There's no bigger love than that. It's massive. And it means that we can be forgiven our sin. It means that we can be friends with God. It means that we can be in His perfect kingdom forever. That's the gift that God offers to everyone who'll simply turn away from their sin and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Put their trust in what He's done for them and commit their lives to Him. That's God's gift. There's no bigger gift than that. It's the biggest gift ever, the biggest present ever. And yet at Christmas, so many people, they miss it. Miss it. So preoccupied with the smaller things that they fail to see the big thing right under their nose. So engrossed in the presents and the food and the family, and they are all good things. They are all wonderful things. But so engrossed in those things, many people are, that they miss the greatest thing. The really, really big thing. And ironically, many people also enjoy the things that point to the big thing. Just like the snooker cue and the scoreboard. They enjoy the things that point to the big thing. Countless people throughout the world this week will have been sat just like you in carol service, singing the carols, hearing the readings, being in nativity plays, and yet they still miss it. And the gift of all gifts is missed. The treasure of all treasures, Jesus Christ, who He is, what He's done for us, is missed. And that is a tragedy. That's the biggest tragedy of all. Because if you miss out on who Jesus is and what He came to do, you miss out on the gift He offers. And the gift He offers is forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. You miss out on what you need to get into heaven and to stay out of hell. That is a big miss. A big miss. You can miss a snooker table and survive. But you can't miss Jesus Christ and survive. Not on the day of judgment, that day that we're all heading to. Day when everything's going to be put right and we have to stand before the God who made us. Thankfully, my mum and dad, they didn't want me to miss out on the joy of my snooker table. They pointed it out. And so I enjoyed it that day and I enjoyed it for many years after that. God doesn't want us to miss out on the joy of spending eternity with Him. And that's why He's been pointing out Jesus Christ and the salvation in Him for centuries. And we've read some of the Bible messages that came before Jesus was born. In the Old Testament, God gave so many clues so that people could recognize the Christ when He arrived. The Christ would be one of Abraham's family. He would be from the tribe of Judah. He would be of David's line, King David's line. He would be born in Bethlehem. He would be born to a virgin. Massive clues. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Don't miss Him. Don't miss Him. And then when Jesus arrived, He gave so many signs, clearly pointing to that He is the Christ. His miracles, even raising dead people, and the greatest sign of all, His own resurrection from the dead. He's come. Don't miss Him. Don't miss Him. And for the past 2,000 years, God has been pointing to Jesus through the preaching of this good news and through the growth of His church in the world. God has been pointing it out to us tonight in our carols and in our Bible readings. Christ has come. No excuses. Don't miss Him. Don't miss Him. Maybe you're here tonight and Christmas for you, up to this point, has maybe been more of Christmas. A bit like me and my snooker table. You've missed the big thing. It is possible to do that. And if that's you, I just want to encourage you not to miss it this year. Not let this Christmas go by and miss Him again. But to embrace Him. To embrace Him as your King and your Savior. And maybe you're here and you're trying to weigh it all up. Don't dismiss it without checking it out. Do what the shepherds did. The shepherds heard the message and they went to see if it was true. They went to Bethlehem. Let's check it out. And they found that it was true. And if that's you, we've got a number of things on offer. I've already mentioned the little booklets. These are all free. We've got some Luke's Gospels around. Lots of our readings this evening were taken from Luke's Gospel, telling us who Jesus is and why He came. Please do take one of these. They're free. Take some time this Christmas to read it. We also have this great little booklet, Christmas Uncut, which explains what Christmas is all about according to the Bible in a bit more detail than we've been able to go through this evening. I would love for you, if you're interested, to take one of these free and to read it over Christmas. And there are plenty around, at the back and in the foyer. Christmas is big. It is, it's huge. It's about the arrival of the biggest person in the universe, Christ the Lord. It's about the biggest rescue from sin. And it's about the biggest present, forgiveness from God and friendship with God forever. Can I say to us all, let's enjoy the good things around Christmas. Let's enjoy the family and friends. Let's enjoy the food and the fun and the parties and the presents. They are gifts from God. God is a generous God. And we want to celebrate that at Christmas. But please, 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 don't focus so much on the smaller gifts that you miss out on the greatest gift. Don't miss out on Jesus Christ. Don't miss out on the joy of submitting to his rule. Don't miss out on the joy of receiving his rescue. Celebrate Christmas this year, not Chris-miss. Don't miss it. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the great news that we've been singing about and hearing about. We thank you that Christmas is big. And we thank you that it tells us of you, the great big God, who became small for us, became a human being to save us from our big problem, demonstrating your big love in sending your Son to save us on the cross and to rise again. Please help us to embrace him as our Savior. Help us to submit to him as our Lord. Help us to know the joy of forgiveness of sins and friendship with you. Help us not to miss Christ. Help us to love him. Help us to follow him. And we ask this in his name. Amen.